With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Biden delivers his last State of the Union address before his 2024 election, a speech being described as dark and divisive. Alabama Senator Katie Britt delivered the Republican response, calling President Biden a dithering and diminished leader.
The free world deserves better than a dithering and diminished leader. America deserves leaders who recognize that secure borders, stable prices, safe streets, and a strong defense are actually the cornerstones of a great nation.
Speaking of his performance, former White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer tweeted, quote, Biden is just off. His tone, his speed of delivery, his loud, punchy way of speaking is really weird. The speech is odd, end quote. Senator Ted Cruz also weighed in, saying that Joe Biden was angry, bitter. He was screaming the entire night. He was radical and extreme, end quote. Also at SRNnews.com, the U.S. House Energy and Commerce Committee approves legislation giving China's ByteDance 6 months to divest from short video app TikTok or face a U.S. ban. Congressman Mike Gallagher says TikTok is a threat to American security.
We have 10 Democrats and 10 Republicans to introduce a bill that would prohibit TikTok from operating in the United States unless it severs its ties to ByteDance or any other entity controlled by the Chinese Communist Party.
The 50-0 vote represents the most significant momentum for a U.S. crackdown on TikTok, which has about 170 million U.S. users. The utility that provides power to the Texas Panhandle is investigating whether their equipment may be the source of what has become that state's largest wildfire in state history. This is SRN News. There's increasing concern about the dwindling number of pastors in America.
A new study from Barna suggests that the church will experience significant turnover among pastors in the near future. Researchers learned that last year, only 17% of Protestant senior pastors are 40 years old or younger. The average age among pastors is 52. According to Barna's latest State of Pastors report, one quarter of pastors hope to retire within the next 7 years. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Christians are worried about religious tensions ahead of India's national elections in April and May. Mission Network News reports that the Voice of the Martyrs has reclassified India as a restricted nation. Under the current prime minister, India has steadily declined in democratic and religious freedom in the past 10 years. An official with Voice of the Martyr says the government of India is the driving force behind the persecution of the church. This is SRN News. The mortgage rate averaged edged slightly down last week.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell to 6.88% this week. This is the first weekly drop in the rate after four straight increases. Lower rates provide more financial breathing room for homebuyers who face rising prices and a tight inventory of homes for sale. Despite a bumpy trajectory this year, the average rate on a 30-year mortgage is still down from its recent peak of 7.79% in late October. That's a favorable trend for home shoppers as the spring home buying season gets going. I'm Alex Vega.
A United Airlines jetliner that lost a tire on takeoff makes a safe emergency landing in Los Angeles. Flight 35 left San Francisco, was bound for Osaka, Japan Thursday. Instead, the plane made a safe landing at Los Angeles International. Fire trucks stood along the runway as the Boeing landed, but they were not needed. More details at SRNnews.com.